Okay, dear students, let us take a look at the mortgage exercises worksheet and learn how to compute your principal and interest on your mortgage. What we see is the principal, the loan principal, and then the mortgage rate and the term. And we're going to use a table that is similar to what we did way back when we looked at future value. Many years ago, before handheld devices, if you walked into a mortgage broker's office, a loan officer's office, you would see these amortization charts everywhere, and they would be books of them. You know, this is just a little tiny one. But now everybody's got a handheld device that could launch the space shuttle, launch the new rocket ships. So you don't really need this, but we're going to learn how to use it, and then it'll make sense to you when you press a few buttons and the thing pops up at you. So let's go back to our situation. If you go looking for a mortgage, you can easily, assuming you have good credit, you have good income, you can have a good down payment, get a mortgage, a 30-year mortgage for 4.5%. So don't confuse it with the simple interest calculations that we learned in Chapter 5. You need to use the amortization table. So we go down to the amortization table, and we go across the 4.5% and down to 30 years. And we find the number, I'm sorry to get a little down arrow there, but let's get out of the way, 5.067. Right, remember that number, okay? So I'm going to do this live. So if anybody actually looks at this thing while I'm working on it, they're going to be seeing me type on it. So we take $350,000, and then we're going to multiply it times 5.067. Was that the number? I can't remember. Let me go back and check. My apologies. Right, 5.067. 4.5 to 30 years. Got it, 5.067. But now, if you look at this table, you'll see it says mortgage principal and interest per $1,000. Well, what we really have to do is divide by 1,000. Now, you could do that after you get this calculation. If you do this calculation, you can divide by 1,000. Or you can just simply do this. Cross off the last three zeros. Either way, if you don't cross off the last three zeros, or if you don't divide by 1,000, you're going to get a huge number that doesn't make any sense. So what is 350 times 5.067? Let me get my calculator out. 350 times 5.067. Well, that's 1773.45. And that's why people say it's cheaper now to buy than it is to rent. Because if you can get a loan for $350,000 at 5.067 for a nice little condo, maybe if you go out further away from the coast, you can actually buy a home, and you're making payments of $1,773.43, which is not bad, right? It's not bad. That's our monthly payment. But it doesn't include taxes. It doesn't include insurance. It doesn't include HOA fees, utilities, if we have HOA fees, if we have to pay private mortgage insurance. So it almost always is going to cost you more to own than it is to rent, assuming, you compare apples to apples. But still, with interest rates very low, it's not a bad time to buy. So now, what do we do with that, right? Take that $17,000. Oops, I forgot to turn the strikeout off. Let's turn the strikeout off. Okay. Take that $1,700. I'm sorry. Oh no, we've got to do the monthly payments first. So now, that's the monthly payment. How many payments? Well, there are 30 years that were out there. What happened to my multiply sign? What did I do? Did I mess up? Oops. I messed up. Where did it go? happened to my... There they are. I'm sorry. Yeah. Maybe I should start over. You forgive me, don't you? Okay. There are 30. Yeah, there's something. Jeez. There's 30 years. And we're going to then multiply that times 12 months per year. And it turns out, how much is that? Well, I know that, don't I? I know that. I don't need my calculator. I know what it is. But I'm going to do it just... I'm going to do it... You're watching me, aren't you? 30 years times 12 months per year is 360 payments. So you're going to make 360 payments. So this amount right here, the $1,773 is your monthly payment. That goes right up here, monthly payment. And then you're going to do that 360 times, 30 years after your first payment. You turn to your spouse and say, yes, dear, think. After 359 more payments, it's all ours. Isn't that nice of the bank? You know, they own your house, right? They just let you live there and make the payments. Isn't that nice of them? So now, how much are we going to pay over the life of the loan? Well, we're going to make that $1,773.45 payment 360 times. So multiply that times 360. And, oh my goodness, dear students, is it a scary thought? Take that 1773.45 times 360, and that is $638,442. That is the total amount of the loan. That amount gets put right up there. Now, do you understand why you want to be a bank when you grow up? Yeah, you do. And that's why your bankers, every time you walk in, they're always so nice to you. Right. And you think that's a lot of money? Run it again at 7% interest or 9% interest or 10 and 11%, which is what it was back in the 1980s. And you'll see that that's actually a pretty darn good deal. So, we borrowed 350 of that. So, how much do we actually pay in interest? Take the 638,442 and then subtract, it's a subtract symbol, the $350,000. $350,000 that we borrowed. You remember, the $350,000 was the bank's money. So we subtract now $350,000, and it turns out we pay $288,442 in interest over those 30 years. So that last answer would go right up here. Make sense? Okay. And as we did in the presentation now, let's go to our banker, let's go to our mortgage broker and say, Ms. Mortgage Broker, Ms. Banker, Mr. Banker, we can do better than that. We can afford a higher payment. We're already affording a higher payment in the place we're renting. Let's see if we can qualify for a 15-year loan. Well, your banker's going to look at you and say, your mortgage broker's going to look at you and say, no problem. We'll give you a 15-year loan, and we'll decrease the interest rate by 0.5% or more, depending on the deal that they're giving you. And why is that? Well, it's a very fundamental idea in finance, that the longer the money is lent out for, the higher the interest rate you're going to demand of the borrower. And that's fundamental, although there are times when things get a little out of whack that you would learn about in Business 123, Introduction to Investments. And so we go down to our table, and this time we go across the 4% and down only to 15 years. Now it's 7.397, so don't forget that, Frank. Okay, this time I won't forget, I promise. So we take our $350,000. Oh, I've got to take off the... Take off the underlining. Okay. $350,000, the loan amount. And now let's put the underlining on. Boop. Times the 7.397. That's the multiplier. And Okay, turn off the underlying when I get down there. Okay, I figured this out here. Okay, is the underlining off? Yes. All right, now, what do you do with the last three zeros? Dear students, don't forget. Yes, you got to cross them off. You can divide by 1,000, that'll work. But let's cross off those last three zeros. And now, get our calculator out. Hello, calculator. 350 times 7.397, and that's $2,588.95. Let's go back up and look at the more. You would have thought, hey, it's a 15-year loan. It's half the time. It's going to be double the price, right? No, it's not. $1,773 versus $2,588. Now, it's an extra, what, $800, right? Yeah, it's an extra $800. But it's not an extra $1,700. And why is that? Well, we discussed in the presentation that the several years at the beginning of the first several years at the beginning of your mortgage, you're mostly paying interest. You're whittling down the principal, and then as you whittle down the principal, you whittle down the amount of interest you pay on each payment, and the principal goes up. So it's not a linear, it doesn't go down in a straight line. It goes down in a curve, and if you graphed it, it would look kind of like a long sloping downhill ride. So that's our monthly payment. And the one thing that we have to remember is that it's not, you can't just say, okay, I'll go back to the 30-year loan. It doesn't work that way. You have to come up with that extra $800 every month. But what's that going to do for us? Well, this time, instead of going out for 30 years, we're only going out for 15 years. And 15 years times 12 payments per year, 12 months per year, is only 180 payments. Well, that makes it half, right? 360 versus 180. So now what happens? Take that monthly payment and multiply it this time times 180. And wow, what do we see? What do we see? When we take that $2,588.95 and multiply it by 180, our payments now have dropped to $466.11. So our total amount of the loan is much less, almost $200,000 less than the 30-year mortgage. But it means coming up with another $800 a month. So how much are we going to pay in interest? We take the 466,011, and we, of course, subtract the $350,000 that we borrowed because it wasn't our money. And we're winding up spending $116,011 in interest. So we are spending a total of $170,000 less in interest by going with the 15-year loan. But again, it means that you got to come up with the extra, extra $800 every month. Now, what some people do is they say, "Look, we can afford the $1,773. Yeah, let's do that." But then they make an extra payment every year, or they pay an extra $100, an extra couple hundred dollars a month, or maybe they get a bonus or their IRS refund, and they put that on the mortgage. And you can knock off easily 4 or 5, even up to 8 years or so by just doing that. You're not going to knock off 15 years unless you put up with an extra $800 every month. But still, a lot of this depends on how long you plan on living in the home also. If you don't plan on living in this home for a long time, it's great to have that equity in the home, as it's called. But if you do plan on living in the house, and this is you're going to stay here for the long term, sure, pay it off. What a great feeling it would be not to have a mortgage, don't you think? And you're in it for the long term, and if you're in it for the long term. But if you know in 5 years, you know, we're out of here, we got to leave San Diego, we're moving to Bremerton, Washington, or whatever, then it doesn't really matter that much. Okay? So do these calculations over and over and over again, and then find a Snap app for your cell phone, and you don't have to use the mortgage amortization table. Have fun, dear students. Be awesome. We are very proud of you.